Well, today we should get a signature on that farm bill, we hope. And we have Steve Schlungen, Stearns County Dairy Farmer and Chairman of the Board with AMPI, joining us. And he is in Washington, D.C. for the signing of the farm bill. Steve, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Not too bad. So you're out east. Boy, you had a short trip from the program we had on Tuesday, and you had to run halfway across the world here.
Well, yeah, and I didn't even know about this until about the end of the program on Tuesday. Colin asked if I could come out to Washington on Thursday for the signing. I thought he was kidding at first, but I guess not. So here we are.
Well, a chance to go out and you know, be there in person has to be a pretty neat deal. And as you've said, too, kind of describe this atmosphere. Are you guys at the White House or a different building? Where are you guys located there in D.C.?
It really is exciting, and we're actually in the Eisenhower Building, which is, I think, right off the side of the White House. It's a huge building, but there's a fairly small room here and where the signing is going to happen, and it's going to be a full house. They can tell that already. There's a lot of excitement, a lot of people from around the country, leaders of different industries and stuff that are here. I think just a lot of pretty good feeling about that this thing is going to get done.
And Steve, I know we addressed much of this back on Tuesday, but really any positivity is welcome news for the dairy industry.
Well, it's something, Joel, when I first got on the board of, or chairman of the board, and I got on the board of National Milk is when this whole thing got started, and it was about 8 years ago. And with the last farm bill, we thought we had something that was going to be a safety net, and because of the changes that were made, it turned out to be not at all like we had hoped. And because of the past prices on feed and everything, the calculations forced the cost of this projected cost to be so high that they cut it, you know. And now we actually have almost the exact opposite happening where the prices that they're using to calculate feed costs and stuff are much lower, and lower even than I hope they are going to be going forward. So I think this is going to be a really good safety net for our family farms. It's gonna help everybody some, but our smaller farms will benefit the most probably on their per hundredweight basis. But it's gonna be just a good boost for all of rural America.
Steve Schlungen joining us, Stearns County Dairy Farmer, Chairman of the Board with AMPI. And you said the signing time has been kind of bumped back a few times already today, huh?
Yeah, it got moved three times, and now they're even a little nervous about whether Trump will be able to get in here on time. Things are changing really fast. They're working on this continuing resolution bill and different stuff that's going on. So we're just hopeful that he'll come in here and get it done, and then at least we got that part done, and we can move on from there.
Mm-hmm. So we'll wait and see. Keep our fingers crossed, because you got to catch a plane yet today there, Mr. Schlungen, right?
Yeah, and you know what? If we have to take a later flight, we're going to do that, because we're going to stay here until we get him to sign this thing and get it done. So it's going to be effective January 1 for our dairy farmers.
Well, Steve, we appreciate your time. You know you got a busy day today. Thanks for checking in with us, representing the dairy industry as well out in D.C. We appreciate it and what you're doing, and we'll stay in touch, okay?
Thank you, Joel. Thank you for what you do.
All right. Steve Schlungen joining us here on CASM Radio, chairman of the board with AMPI, and he is over in Washington, D.C. for the signage of the farm bill. And we hope, yeah, as Steve did allude to, it did get bumped back a few times, and hopefully we'll get all signed and taken care of and be ready to go here as of January 1. Noontime News here on CASM Radio. We'll be back. More Noontime News on the way next here on your dependable neighbor.